surrounded by ghosts. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you all about it next on MHSAA Perspective. The last two Friday nights, I was at football games at Hudson High School, one of the most storied gridiron programs in Michigan high school history. And on that second Friday night, all of the makings of an instant classic were present when Mendon came to town for a regional playoff game. Both programs are legendary in their own right. The Hudson Tigers with the ghosts of seasons past in their background. On Thompson Field along US 127 in southern Michigan, the seeds were sown for four mythical state championships, a winning streak of 72 games that ran from 1968 to 1975, a streak which stood as a national record for over 20 years. But since the MHSAA playoffs began, only a pair of final game appearances. The mighty Mendon Hornets came to town with a legacy built in the playoff era of 10 MHSAA titles in 25 years, and a team this year which had only yielded 21 points in its previous 11 games. The setting at Thompson Field is unique. No track. The home grandstand built into the side of a hill off Tiger Drive. A ghost lives to the southeast and a pair of pillars on West Street, which served as the entrance to the adjacent field where home games were played before the first mythical state title team played on Thompson Field in 1956. And a ghost stands at the west end of the field along US 127 in the form of a sign that serves as a reminder to this proud community of its other mythical crowns and the streak. The gates were open and the stands were starting to fill some 90 minutes before kickoff. At the west end of the field was a Class A motorhome with a large canopy coming off one side, a spot which some fans had purchased for the season. It had been parked there since morning. I'd walked through there the week before, and in addition to being sheltered, those fans had portable heaters going. Not completely necessary on these unseasonably pleasant November nights we've had, but certainly nice. Visiting with the locals before the game, we talked about the legends of the two programs. Sometimes the ghosts of the past cast a negative pall in a community, an expectation larger than life that turns into frustration when unfulfilled. But even though some of the Hudson kids in today's games were the offspring of players involved in the streak, the locals thought the enthusiasm was high, but the perspective was not out of whack. The game begins and the home team scores first, but the visiting Hornets take a halftime lead and build it to a two-touchdown margin in the second half. No fancy football on this night, just a lot of straight-ahead, smash-mouth action. Hudson cuts the margin to one score with about 3 minutes to go, and then is the beneficiary of a Mendon turnover, which it converts into a game-tying score with less than a minute to play. A knuckleball kickoff results in the home team ending up with a pigskin, and it marched in the field goal range. But the ghost of playoffs present stepped in and said, "Not yet." The kick sailed wide, and the game went to overtime. The crowd standing too deep along the fence ringing the field was braced for overtime. Hudson's first possession ends with a score and a failed point after. Mendon strikes back to tie the score, and whether it was simply the adventure that is the kicking game of high school football, or the ghosts of playoff present stepping in again, the potential game-winning PAT is wide right. Mendon, going first in the second overtime, scores and gets the PAT kick to go through the uprights this time. A personal foul on the try against the home team tacks 15 yards onto the ensuing possession for Hudson. Four chances from the 25-yard line to keep the season going. It seemed like the ghosts were going to sweep the Tigers to the sideline. But legends are born against all odds. After launching just a few passes that evening, the Hudson quarterback goes the distance with an aerial strike to bring his team within 1 point, and the dramatic game was climaxed when he kept the ball on the 2-point conversion and found the end zone to give the Tigers the victory. In my eyes, it was the finish to a playoff game that ranked among my favorites of watching these contests for nearly 25 years. The ghost of playoff present swept the Hudson Tigers from a game that folks will talk about for a long, long time into the hands of the ghost of playoffs yet to come, the semifinal round of the playoffs this weekend. Who knows what the next round of play has in store, but on this brilliant November night, in a town where the sign at the city limit says small town, big heart, the ghost surrounded us and gave us another magical moment that can only happen in high school sports. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.